Title: Foundation. Foundation and Empire. Second Foundation. Author: Isaac Asimov. Part number 4. Part title: The General. Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition. Entry: Bel Rios. At the end of 200 years, the Foundation was the most powerful state in the galaxy, except for the remains of the Empire, which, concentrated in the central third of the Milky Way, still controlled 3/4 of the population and wealth of the universe. It seemed inevitable that the next danger that the Foundation would have to face was the final lash of the dying Empire. General Bel Rios, in his relatively short career, earned the title The Last of the Imperials, and earned it well. He had his chance when, the first of the Empire's generals to do so, he faced the Foundation squarely.
I am General Bel Rios.
I recognize you. Your business?
One of peace. If you are Duke Mbar, son of Onumbar, I ask the favor of conversation.
Come in. I must apologize for your wait at the door. The automatic device registers the presence of a visitor, but will no longer open the door.
Your repairs fall short.
Parts are no longer available. Will you sit, sir?
Thank you.
You're said to be young. 35?
4.
In that case, I could not better begin than by informing you that I am not in the possession of love, charms, potions, or filters.
I have no need of artificial aids in that respect, sir. Do you receive many requests for such things?
Enough. Unfortunately, an uninformed public tends to confuse scholarship with magicianry. And love life seems to be the factor that requires the largest amount of artificial aid.
Tell me then, patrician, who are the magicians, the real ones?
There are no magicians.
Oh, but Suwena crawls with tales of them. There are cults being built about them. I mean, eventually the matter might become a danger to the state.
Why ask me?
Your father once met a magician, alive and actual, and spoke with him. You had better tell me what you know.
It would be interesting to tell you certain things. It would be a psychohistoric experiment of my own.
What kind of experiment?
Psychohistoric. My father was a patrician of the Empire and a senator of Suwena. His name was Onumbar.
I know both of him and the circumstances of his exile very well. You needn't elaborate upon that.
During his exile, a wanderer came upon him, a merchant from the edge of the galaxy who knew nothing of recent imperial history and who was protected by an individual force shield. This is the magician of whom you hear myths and whispers.
Is that all the story there is?
I see you don't believe me. Well, I have concrete proof of his existence. His generator for the force shield hangs on the wall behind you. It no longer works, but if you look at it, you will see that no one in the Empire ever designed it.
That is the generator.
Was the generator. The secrets of its workings are beyond discovery
now.
Well,
then, your proof is still inconclusive.
You have demanded my knowledge of me. You choose to meet it with skepticism. Do you want me to stop?
No.
I continued my father's researches after he died, and it was then that I discovered that Suwena was well known to Hari Seldon.
Who is Hari Seldon?
A psychohistorian, the last and greatest of them all. He foresaw the decline of imperial power and the barbarization of the entire galaxy.
Then he foresaw wrongly, my good scientist. The Empire is more powerful now than it has been in a millennium.
The decay has not yet reached the heart.
So this Hari Seldon foresaw a galaxy of uniform barbarism. What then?
He established 2 foundations at the opposing ends of the galaxy. Foundations of the best, the youngest, and the strongest. They are to breed, grow, and develop. The worlds on which they were placed were chosen carefully, as were the times and the surroundings. And from these foundations will grow the seeds of a second galactic empire.
I must find one of these foundations that you speak of and observe with my own eyes. Now, you say there are two.
The records speak of two. Supporting evidence has been found only for one. But that is understandable. The other is at the extreme end of the long axis of the galaxy.
Well, in that case, I'll visit the near one.
You know where to go?
I'll find my way. I thank you for your help and your hospitality.
Your visit was a great honor.
As for the information you gave me, I'll know how to thank you for that when I return.
If you return.
Are we going to sit and ponder forever? Does it matter who speaks first?
Speak you first, then, Pharrell. You're the one who should be most worried.
Because you think I'm the richest? Well, or is it that you expect me to continue as I have started? I don't suppose you forget it was my trade fleet that captured this scout ship of theirs.
It's nothing to sleep over in fat triumph, this grasping of little ships. Most likely it will anger that young man, what's his name? Belrios, even further.
You think he needs motives?
I do. And this might or will save him the vexation of having to manufacture one.
You forget we captured his scout ship without loss to ourselves and without warning being given to Belrios' flagship. He doesn't know we have it.
You hope.
I know. Anyway, this ship has proved its value. It's provided us with information. This young man is a general of the old Galactic Empire.
We knew that.
You suspected that. But if a man comes with ships and wealth, with friendly offers of trade, it is only sensible not to antagonize him until we are certain that the profitable mask is not a face after all. But now...
We might have been even more sensible. We might have found out first.
Before allowing him to leave. Listen for him.
You listen. This young general may have been a possible customer. All three of you tried to talk him into an advance contract. We have an agreement, a gentleman's agreement, against it. But you tried.
So did you.
Then let's forget what we should have done while he was here and concentrate on what we should do now he's gone. Right?
Right. Now, what did you get out of your captured ship, Forel?
As I told you, indeed, as you know, this man is a general in the Imperial fleet of the Empire. He has proved his military brilliance, so I'm told, and is the idol of his men. The stories they tell of him are
How
quite
unbelievable. How do you know they were telling the truth?
I used a psychic probe, roughly.
In the old days, they would have used pure psychology. Painless, you know, but very sure.
This is not the old days. Pharrell, what does he want here, this young, heroic general?
That's state policy. He wouldn't confide the details of that to his crew. I know. I tried hard enough to get it out of them.
Which leaves us...
To draw our own conclusions. Now, this young man is a general of the Empire, yet he pretends to be a minor princeling from some obscure part of the galaxy. Couple that knowledge with the fact that the Empire has already subsidized one attack on us in my father's time, and the possibilities become ominous.
There is nothing in your findings which makes for certainty.
Certainty? I don't believe in the possibility. Look, we have Seldon's assurance that he will in the end form the Second Galactic Empire. This is only another Seldon crisis, and we weather the three before this.
Yes, with the guidance of Salvor Hardin and Hober Mallow. Who's to guide us through this one? Seldon's laws of psychohistory only help those who help themselves.
The times make the man. Another proverb.
You can't count on that, not with absolute assurance. But if this is the fourth crisis, Seldon foresaw it, and it can be beaten. But as before, it can only be beaten by a method other than pure force. We must find the weak side of the enemy and attack it there.
And what is that weak side? Do you know, Pharrell?
No, I don't. But I intend to find out. We need spies. No, not one of us. We are rusty with red tape and administrative detail. We need younger men who are out in the field.
The independent traders.
Yes, if there's still time.
Any word from the scout ship, Lieutenant?
None, sir. The scouting party is caught in space, but their instruments have detected nothing. The fleet is ready for an immediate attack.
Not yet. Have this message sent to the Emperor.
Sir?
Have it coded first and transmitted by tight beam.
Yes, sir.
Has the Swenian, Duke Umbar, arrived yet?
A few moments ago, sir.
And then show him in here immediately.
Very good, sir. This way, sir.
Good day, Patrician. Did you have a good trip?
I'm a little old to be taking good trips from my home planet. Now, will you tell me what you want?
Bar, we had a discussion 6 months ago.
About your magician?
Yes. You remember what I said I would do?
Very well, you said you'd find them.
And I did. But they are not magicians, Patrician. Far from it. They inhabit a world so tiny, and with so few resources as to be beyond belief. Yet they are so proud and ambitious as to dream quietly and methodically of galactic rule. They are so sure of themselves that they do not even hurry. They swallow worlds at leisure, creep through systems with dawning complacency, and they succeed. There is no one to stop them. They have built up a trading community that dominates systems further even than their ships can reach. I tell you, I was on planets closer to the Empire than they were to the Foundation. Yet to them, the Empire was a myth, but the traders of the Foundation living truths. We ourselves were mistaken for traders.
The Foundationers themselves told you they ended galactic domination?
Told me? It was not a matter of telling me. It is a thing that cannot be hidden. A universal optimism that they don't even try to hide.
So far, it would seem to bear out quite accurately my reconstruction of events.
It is no doubt a tribute to your analytical powers. It is also a terrifying comment on the growing danger to the domains of His Imperial Majesty.
Possibly.
Patrician, I need your help.
Indeed.
I frankly admit it.
Such help as I could give means nothing. All the might of the Empire could never crush the Foundation.
Why not? If you think that I have underestimated the enemy, you are wrong. I've lost a ship. I have no proof that it fell into the hands of the Foundation, but it may mean that they have already opened hostilities. Well, can you then help me by answering one specific question? What is their military power?
I haven't the faintest notion.
Well, then how do you know that the Empire cannot defeat this Foundation?
Because, as I told you before, I have faith in the art and principles of psychohistory. And in the inevitable success of the Serpent Glam.
Do you mean that this art of his predicted that I would attack the Foundation and lose such and such a battle for such and such a reason? Are you trying to say that I am a robot following a predetermined course into destruction?
No, the science doesn't concern itself with individual actions. It encompasses the entire galactic concept.
We stand grasped tightly in the hand of a goddess of historical necessity.
Of psycho-historical necessity.
And if I exercise my prerogative of free will, if I choose to attack next year, or not attack at all, how pliable is this goddess? How resourceful?
Look. Attack now or never, with a single ship or all the force of the Empire, by military force or economic pressure, by open declaration of war or treacherous ambush. Do whatever you wish in your freest exercise of free will, you will still lose.
Because of Hari Seldon's dead hand.
Because of Hari Seldon's mathematics of human behavior that cannot be stopped.
I'll take that challenge. It's a dead hand against a living will.
Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition. Entry, Cleon II. The last strong emperor of the First Empire. He is important for the political and artistic renaissance that took place during his long reign. He is best known to romance, however, for his connection with Belle Rios, and to the common man, he is simply Rios's emperor.
Your health, sire?
I live, Roderick. I live. If you can call it life, when every scoundrel who can read a book of medicine uses me as a blank and receptive field for his experiments, there is not one of them who can count a pulse beat without a book of the ancients before him. I'm sick, and they call it unknown, the fools.
The great hall holds the usual number of supplicants, Your Grace.
Well, let them wait. Have it announced that I hold no audience today.
There is a rumor, sire, that it is your heart that troubles you.
Huh? It will trouble others more than myself if any act prematurely on that rumor. But what is it you want? Let's have it.
A message, sire, has been received from General Belrios.
Oh? And to what effect?
He has spied out the land of these barbarians and advocates an attack in force.
Why bother me with this? It's, after all, a minor point. Success on a remote border with limited troops is scarcely a state affair.
Sire, the man was popular here and is popular there. He is young. If he annexes a vagrant barbarian planet or two, he will become a conqueror. And a young conqueror, who has proved his ability to rouse the rabble, is dangerous at any time.
You're a valuable subject, Broderick.
Sire.
You always suspect far more than is necessary, and I have only to take half your suggested precautions to be utterly safe. The young man has, I suppose, made no hostile moves yet.
He reports not, but already he asks for reinforcements.
Reinforcements? What force has he?
10 ships of the line, sire.
10 ships should seem adequate for any reasonable undertaking. And in any case, who are these barbarians he is fighting?
He refers to them as the Foundation.
The Foundation? What is that?
There is no record of it anywhere, sire. The area of the galaxy indicated falls within the ancient province of Anacreon. But there is no planet there known as the Foundation.
Really?
There is a vague reference in the library to a group of scientists sent to that province 200 years ago to prepare an encyclopedia. I believe they called it the Encyclopedia Foundation.
Well, that seems a rather tenuous connection you're advancing.
I am not advancing it, sire. No word was ever received from that expedition after the growth of anarchy in that region. Even if their descendants still live, they have almost certainly reverted to barbarism.
Mm-hmm. And he wants reinforcements. That is most peculiar. To propose to fight savages with 10 ships, and then to ask for more before a blow is struck. There may be more in this than would seem. I need a man out there. A man with brain and loyalty. In short, you, Broderick.
And the ships, sire?
Not yet. Not till we know more.
Well, what do you think of my plans so far, Patrician?
I of what value are my thoughts? I'm not a military man.
Can you read a map in radial projection?
Yes.
Well, then look here. These stars in gold represent the Imperial territories. The red stars are those in subjection to the Foundation. The pink stars are those which are probably within their economic sphere of influence. The blue stars are neutral for the present. Now, the blue stars have now been taken over by my forces, and they still advance. No opposition has appeared anywhere. The barbarians are quiet, and particularly, no opposition has come from Foundation forces.
You spread your force thinly, don't you?
As a matter of fact, despite appearances, I don't. The planets which I garrison and fortify are relatively few, but they are carefully chosen. The force expended is small, but the strategic result is unbeatable.
Yes. Have you received a reply from the Emperor?
You mean my request for reinforcements? Yes. Just the answer.
No ships?
No, I half expected that. Frankly, I should never have allowed myself to be stampeded by your theories into requesting them in the first place.
So his Imperial Majesty can spare no ships. Psycho history could have predicted that. In fact, it probably did. I should say that Selden's dead hand wins the opening round.
I have enough ships as it is. Your Selden wins nothing. Should the situation turn more serious, more ships will be available. As yet, the Emperor does not know all the story, which, with all respect to you, is inherently improbable. If developments warrant, but only then, would I make out the case of mortal danger to the Empire.
Then for the present, you expect nothing from the Emperor?
Nothing. Unless you count a special envoy as something.
A special envoy?
It's an old custom. A direct representative of the Crown is present on every military campaign. It's a method of preserving the symbol of personal imperial leadership in all campaigns.
You will find that very inconvenient, General, extraneous authority.
I don't doubt that. Did you know we've captured one of these Foundation traders, alive and with his ship intact? Well, I want you here when I'm questioning him. You may understand him better than I. Come in. Your name?
Lathan Devers. Are you the boss here?
You are a trader at the Foundation.
An independent trader of the Foundation. Listen, if you are the boss, you'd better tell your men to keep off my cargo.
Answer questions. Do not volunteer orders. Sit down, Devers.
Thank you.
You're a sensible man.
Thank you. Are you impressed by my face, or do you want some?
You surrendered your ship when you might have decided to put up a fight. It could result in good treatment for you if you continue that sort of outlook.
Good treatment is what I crave.
Good, and cooperation is what I crave. Now, I have neglected the introductions, I apologize. This is Lord Dukenbar, Patrician of the Empire, and I am Bel Rios, Peer of the Empire, and General in the Armed Forces of His Imperial Majesty, Cleon II.
The Empire? You mean the old Empire they taught us about in school? Funny. I always had the idea that it didn't exist anymore.
Well, look about you. It does.
What's the game, General?
The game is war.
Empire versus Foundation.
Correct.
Why?
I think you know why.
I don't.
I'm sure you do.
You're thinking I ought to jump up and lay about me. I could catch you before you move if I choose my time.
But you won't.
No, I won't. Killing you wouldn't stop the war. And I presume there are more generals.
Very accurately calculated.
Besides which, I'd probably be killed 2 seconds after I got you. And I never like to count on that when I'm making plans.
I said that you were a sensible man.
But there is one thing I'd like to know. What do you mean when you say that I know why you're at war with the Foundation? I don't. And I don't like guessing games.
Have you ever heard of Harry Selden?
I said I don't like guessing games.
Don't you play games, Devers! I know all about Harry Selden's psycho-historical claptrap. But how the Foundation is going to destroy the Empire and build a new one.
Is that so? And who told you that?
That is unimportant. Now, what do you know about the Selden thing?
But if it's a fable...
Don't play semantics, Devers!
I'm not. You know all I know about it. Every world has its fables. Oh, I've heard about it. Selden, Second Empire, and so on. They put kids to sleep at night with the stuff.
Is that really so? Well, I've been on the planet, Turners. I know your Foundation. I've looked at it in the face.
And you ask me? Me, when I haven't been there for more than 2 months in 10 years. You are wasting your time. But go ahead with the war if it's fables you're after.
You're so confident, then, that the Foundation will win?
How did you squeeze that out of what I said?
Because the notion would bother you if you thought that your nation might lose this war and suffer the bitter results of defeat, I know. My world once did and still does.
Listen, what's defeat? I've seen wars and I've seen defeats. Now what if the winner does take over? Who's bothered? Me? The people? Oh, some of them get killed and the rest pay extra taxes for a while, but it settles itself down in the end. Look, I spend my life in space, selling my cheap gadgets, taking my cut from the big combines. Suppose you run the foundation. You'll still need us, because you don't know your way around, and we do. So we could bring in the hard cash. We'd make a better deal with the Empire than we've got now. I'm a man of business. If it adds up to a plus, I'm for it.
Lieutenant Fair.
Yes, General.
Prepare plan indicating position of each ship in action. Await orders on full armed defensive. Patrician, I'm leaving this man with you. I expect results. This is war. And I can be cruel to failures. Remember.
Look. What's going on?
The forces of the Foundation are obviously coming out for their first battle. You better come with me.